Hungry Ghost, Linda Lee Segarra, and Hooray for the Riff Raff from their latest album, The Navigator, right here on 90.3 KNBA. Caroline was new from the Animal Years. We had Fleet Foxes in there. Classic Bob Marley and the Wailers, Positive Vibrations. And If We Were Vampires, Jason Isbell, along with Amanda Shires and the rest of the 400 unit. It's 8:24, coming up on 8:25, and it is the Morning Line program for Thursday, or as we like to call it, almost Friday. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheiflick. And you know, KNBA just loves to keep you in tune with our community. And we certainly have some amazing guests in the studio today talking about an epic multimedia stage presence.
Okay, well, let's find out more. Let's introduce our guests first from my left to my right, or your right to my left as you're listening to your radio. We have Ryan Conroe. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
I did.
Thank
I got
you.
A thumbs up on that. Welcome to the program. We have Ping Chong. Good morning.
Good
You're
going
to need to get a little closer to your microphone there. And we have Gary Upayak Beaver. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay. So the UAA Department of Theater and Dance and Ping Chong and Company is proud to announce the premiere of Alaska, Alaska, theatrical work. We're going to find out some more about here. First off, Ping, tell us about your company, Ping Chong and Company.
Well, we're a theater company from New York City, and we've been in existence for over 45 years, working internationally and nationally, and this is the first time we're doing a show in Alaska, and this is a world premiere, and then it will be opening, the show will be opening in New York. But our work is often about creating spaces to give voice to marginalized communities. We're very much engaged with social justice work in the theater, of presenting shows that speak to hidden histories and excavating histories that express the unofficial, as opposed to the official history of places and peoples. So a lot of our work is about giving voice to marginalized communities.
So thematically, maybe alienation and historical trauma?
Yes, a lot of work, and we often literally work with members of the community so that they can speak for themselves.
And obviously you have founded Ping Chong and Company, since it's named after you, I would assume. And it's been around since 1972, you've been doing
That's correct, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
We're pioneers also of using media in the theater, of using projections and sound the way film would use sound. So I think of our work as being contemporary theater rather than 19th century kind of theater.
Okay. And Ryan is a co-director, co-creator, and also a performer in Alaska, Alaska. So I'll get your perspective on a little bit. First of all, Alaska is spelled A-L-A-X-S-X-A, and it is an Anungan word. Is that just, I'm very naive, is that just Anungan for Alaska?
Well, it's a good question. It's Anungan, the translation, as I understand it, is where the sea meets the land, where the sea meets the mainland. In our process of making this piece, we've worked closely with the Alaska Native Heritage Center, and they connected us with folks who were helping us sort of dig into what is the story of this place name. And we spoke with Ethan Pettycrew and Moses Dirks, both of whom are from the Anungan community and are here in Anchorage. And Moses really helped us articulate his definition of the word Alaska, the pronunciation of the word. And so the title became Alaska, Alaska, sort of putting this indigenous perspective on this place with the sort of anglicized place name that most of us know as Alaska.
Okay, very cool. What should we expect when we go see the presentation? What are we going to see? It'll just a teaser. You don't have to give it all away because we all want to go.
This piece is sort of a grand scale collage of stories of cross-cultural encounter in Alaska, Alaska. And there's several strands that run through the piece. We call it a collage because it's not like a conventional play with one narrative of a protagonist or a hero's journey with a beginning, middle, end. This is more seeing multiple storylines running next to each other, bouncing back and forth between them, and the asking the audience to sort of make their own meaning out of what that all adds up to. So there's historical stories of.
So I actually have to think when I go.
We hope you will. That said, it's visually grand with the projections that Ping was mentioning before. So if you don't want to think, it's very beautiful to watch.
I might give a shot to thinking. So so Ryan, you've been in the artistic community for a long time and based out of New York City. Ping, where are you from originally?
Well, I'm pretty much a New Yorker. I was born in Toronto, Canada, but actually I left Toronto when I was 4 months old. So on my visa, it said profession, baby.
Okay. Now, so we have two veterans here, and then Gary, is your first theatrical event?
Yes, this is my first theatrical event.
Okay. You are a Central Yupik. You're from Kasigluk and live in Anchorage now, or?
No, I still reside in Kasigluk.
You do? Okay. And what's your specialty, and how did you get involved with this production?
Well, Ryan went to Kasigluk about 90...
I think it was about 2000, the year I spent in Kasigluk.
And this is how I got the job. He offered me the job, and I had second thoughts about it at first, but then it was like, you're going to New York. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to take this job. I'm going to try it out.
Was that your first time in New York?
Yes, that was my first time in New York, too.
How was it? Was it okay?
Yes, I loved it. I love New York.
Well, one thing that Gary didn't mention is that he's a Yupik dancer and also dance teacher. That's why we were also interested.
So you actually choreograph the show, right?
Yes, I do.
How does that work, integrating it into this multimedia sort of presentation? Was that a super big challenge or a piece of cake? Or
it was kind of a challenging at first because they wanted me to make my own songs, but then me personally, I wanted to because there was a song that one of the elders back home made, Wassily Berlin Sr. It fitted perfectly, but then the two verses, I had to change them, but it fitted perfectly to the show.
How did you first get what really piqued your interest in traditional Yupik drumming and dancing?
We were in school, and we had no choice. It was a class, Yupik class, and at first I wasn't interested, but then that one elder, he pushed me because he saw potential in me, and I didn't. And at that time, he told me I was going to be the teacher of the youth to teach them Eskimo dancing and everything. And in my head, I was like, no. Then while time was going, life was going, I realized I was teaching.
So what do the elders in the village think about that now, about, you know, from where you started to where you've come and been to New York and got this big production and are a respected instructor yourself? What's their take on that?
I'm pretty much sure there's so much opinion, but there's a lot who are proud of me, pushing me, giving me support, and I'm using those ones and putting off the negative side.
Okay, tremendous. Ping, how did the whole idea of using theater and dance and especially multimedia art, combining all those things thematically with the direction at awareness, at social justice awareness? I mean, how did that come together?
Well, my background is very eclectic. I mean, I studied dance, I studied visual arts, I studied filmmaking. So my theater is not your usual kind of theater because of that, because I come from so many different disciplines and interests. And social justice is something that I've been interested in for a very long time. So all of these things are just who I am and what my interests are. And I've been doing this kind of work, which is actually, I think of as more contemporary a more modern kind of theater, a more 21st century kind of theater than the kind of text-based only theater, you know. So I like having this kind of mix of all these different elements that that makes the show much more surprising and allows you to see a subject in a fresh way instead of your usual ho-hum theater, traditional theater way. So I'm always like looking to see how I can make the audience see something that they might be familiar with, but to make them see it in a fresh way. And that's the goal of every artist, I think, is to try to make an experience for the audience that is special and different and new.
Cognitive effervescence.
Cognitive effervescence. Beautiful. Well, I'll have to steal that line.
Okay, great. Well, right. It's not patented or anything. I mean, like, you can have it. It's 8:35, and if you're just joining us, it is the Morning Line program here on 90.3 KMBA. Our guests are Ping Chong, Ryan Conroe, and Gary Upayak-Beaver, and we're talking about a super cool presentation called Alaksha, Alaska, that's going to be premiering, let's see, August 31st through September the 3rd, and it's going to be at the UAA Harper Studio at the Fine Arts Building at UAA. Now, Ryan, this is not just an Anchorage thing, though, is that right?
That's right, and I wanted to just go back and mention, you know, you asked if I was coming from New York, and I am, though I've been in Alaska full-time for 13 years, from 2001 to 2014. And 2014 is when I went to join Ping Chong and Company as an artistic collaborator in residence. And that's what initiated this project, Ping and I starting to say, like, let's make a project together. And then we, of course, as Gary said, invited him to join this process. And so I say that also to say that part of my time living in Alaska has included working in rural communities as a teaching artist, how I met Gary. And I'm very excited that we're returning to many of those communities with the piece on a statewide tour after our run here at UAA, which is August 31st to September 3rd. We'll be going to Bethel, Homer, Nome, and also to Kosigaluk, to Gary's hometown.
Wow, okay. And then are you taking it on the road outside of the Great Land? Is it going to be in the lower 48? Or?
Yes, we'll be off-Broadway in New York for the month of October 12th to 29th at La Mama.
So this is playing off Broadway, but we get it first in Anchorage.
That's right. This is the world premiere.
Pretty darn special. Okay. Tickets, by the way, artsuaa.com. So, gosh, we could talk forever, but I think we'll just get set and just go see the performance instead here. So as we get set to wrap up here, Ryan, anything you want to add?
Just want to say thank you to the Anchorage community for hosting us in UAA, and we hope to see you at the show.
Okay, thanks very much. And I know you guys got a TV gig to get off to across the street here pretty quick, so I don't want to hold you up too long here. Gary, anything you want to add or give a shout out to?
I just want to say thank you to Ping Chong and Ryan for offering me this job. I love it. It's exciting. Sometimes I'm speechless, but I keep going.
Tremendous. Thank you very much. And Ping, thanks so much for coming in. Anything else you'd like to add?
Come see the show. It's magic.
Come see the show. It's Alaksha, Alaska. It's magic. It's Ping Chong and Company. Premieres at UAA on August the 31st. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Very welcome. 8:38, still to come, Chris Robinson, Brotherhood, Connor Oberst, and more on 90.3 KNBA.
Picking onions out of the dirt, clipping off a few cactus petals, or separating some berries from a vine sounds like the first step to making a delicious dish. It is if you forage. Join us for the next Native America Calling as we celebrate the Native traditions and health benefits connected to foraging and eating from the wild.